Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio, and that was Edward Elgar's morning song, Richard Hickox and the Northern Symphonia of England. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this Wednesday morning. I hope your midweek is going okay. I thought a little humor might be fun, so I've got some very funny musical jokes by Mozart and Haydn coming up. Indeed, I do. It is cold out, of course, but at least it's sunny. It's 17 degrees. Waiting for spring to come. I do have a little beacon of spring hope for us at the very end of the hour, too. So it's a good morning of music. Right now, we're going to listen to one of the famous jokes in classical music. It's Haydn's string quartet, The Joke. The Kodály Quartet is performing on this album, and the reason it's called The Joke is because of the ending. Haydn writes it so that you think it's about to be over, but guess what? It's not. It's kind of like every Beethoven symphony. It's funny, but this one's purposeful, and I just wonder if maybe Beethoven got his humor from this. Let's take a listen right now on KPR. Haydn's string quartet, The Joke, played by the Kodály Quartet. Enjoy. Okay, now it's really over. Haydn's string quartet, The Joke, here on Kansas Public Radio, played by the Kodály Quartet. You know, that little ending is kind of tricky there. Hi there, I'm Destiny. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm so glad you're here with me this morning. We are up to 18 degrees. Hooray. Dreaming of spring, I have a little treat for you at the end of the hour. But right now, on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, I am about to play some purposefully ridiculous music by Mozart. Yes, this is Mozart's very own musical joke. It's a deliberate parody of bad composition, which I think is funny to have composed that during the time. So there's intentional mistakes that I'm sure you'll pick up on, some clumsy phrasing, what Mozart would call incompetent musical choices, some strange dissonances, and absurd horn parts. So this is going to be really funny. It's truly a musical joke by Mozart, and this recording features the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. I hope you like it, right now on KPR. Oh, and the joke, part of the joke, is that it seems to take forever to get started, so I'm actually going to press the play button, and it's going to be silent for about 5 seconds here. Here we go on KPR. Mozart's musical joke, hearty har har, here on KPR. Yes, that was indeed a musical joke by Mozart, something purposely composed that way to make fun of other composers of his time, which I find absolutely hysterical. You know, Mozart apparently was a pretty funny guy, so I hope you enjoyed listening to that. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here. I've got a little spring sunshine coming your way, but first I'd like to thank our sponsors who bring us sunshine because they keep us on the air. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theatre Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theatrelawrence.com. You know, I'm checking several different thermometers around Lawrence here, and one of them says 21, one of them says 32. I'm not really sure which one to believe, so I'm just going to say that it's below freezing out, and dress warmly if you go outside today. Right now, though, let us beg for spring to come. We're going to listen to Frederick Delius, his On Hearing the First Cuckoo of Spring. This is a delightful little listen, and it's with Sir Charles McCarris conducting the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, now on KPR.
Thank you.
Delius, Frederick Delius on KPR on hearing the first cuckoo of spring. Maybe that will bring spring upon us soon. Sir Charles McCarris and the Welsh National Opera Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for spending your Wednesday morning with me. Oh, I've got some great music next hour. Fireside to warm us up. Fireside music. A couple of things about that and some amazing Tchaikovsky. It's going to be so good. So good indeed. I can't wait. Okay, I've got the weather forecast here. It says that at the airport in Lawrence, it's 19 degrees. So we're going to go with that. And tonight, it's apparently supposed to be mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Calm winds. When is wind ever calm? I don't know. Thursday, that's tomorrow. It'll be colder, maybe near 25. And then, what does this see here? Friday, 19. Ah, we're just going down. And then a 30% chance of snow over the weekend on Saturday. But I still have hope that spring is just around the corner. Never fear, folks. Keep the positive spring vibes upon us. Looking ahead at what Jeff has. Ooh, Jeff is playing the Grieg, the Holberg Suite, this afternoon. That'll be fun. Jeff Watson is in from 12 to 3. There's always great music on Kansas Public Radio, so you really can't go anywhere. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
Nope, I misread that. It's actually not, it's not Grieg's Holberg. It's the St. Paul Suite by Holst, which is just as epic. Jeff's got that this afternoon. All right, we're live. Clearly, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And support for news, which is at the top of the hour here on Kansas Public Radio, comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence. They offer care services to assist living, including day, stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information is available at nuvanthouse.com. I'll be opening with By the Fireside after NPR News on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Secretary
Slaban, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 20 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. January, By the Fireside, here on Kansas Public Radio from Tchaikovsky's Seasons, Yefim Bronfman at the piano. I'm Destiny, and I thought we should bid January farewell because it's almost out the door. February is just around the corner next week. You know, I have another solo piano work called By the Fireside, this hour by Schumann, and I'm really curious if you notice any similarities. I love doing these little comparisons with music. But I am still in a Tchaikovsky mood, and I can't go through the hour without playing for you The Souvenir de Florence. Ooh, it is epic string playing, and I'm just so excited for it. I think I'm going to let the music speak for itself. It's very dramatic right from the get-go. This is Montreal music, and let's see here, Yuli Turovsky. So sit back. It's a pretty exciting one now on KPR. Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence here on KPR, the sextet with E. Musici de Montreal and Yuli Turovsky. I promised you that would be dramatic, super fun indeed. I've got more fireside music coming up. Something by the same title as our opener, but a different composer. And some Haydn, not Haydn. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com and the Nouveaunt House of Lawrence. They offer care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Info at NouveaunHouse.com. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and it is time for some Haydn. Some Haydn Wood, that is the composer's name, and this is the Manx Countryside Sketches. You know, being inside by the fireplace on these cold days makes me think of the countryside. This is with Gavin Sutherland and the BBC Concert Orchestra, right now on KPR. Haydn Wood's Manx Countryside Sketches here on Kansas Public Radio for you. Gavin Sutherland and the BBC Concert Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. We've got about 3 minutes till the top of the hour, so I thought I would sneak in one more tune called By the Fireside. We opened with Tchaikovsky's By the Fireside, and now we're going to hear Schumann's. They are both solo piano, so I will be curious to know if you hear any similarities. Indeed. It's right now on KPR with Vladimir Horowitz on piano. Enjoy. So what do we think? Similarities? Schumann's By the Fireside here on KPR with Vladimir Horowitz at the piano. We opened with Tchaikovsky's By the Fireside, both warming music, I shall say. Okay, well, next hour, I've got music about boats. Actually, only one thing about a boat. It's very short, too. But I thought it was funny because I am going to open the hour with Rossini's Armida Overture, and when I first saw the name, I thought, oh, Armida the boat, and then I realized it's definitely not about a boat. It's about a person Rossini wrote about. So, fun music, and a Rachmaninoff piano concerto for you next hour. I know the short little piano teasers were not very nice, but oh, I've got an entire concerto for us to listen to. Here's an update on the forecast. The high will be 35 today. Tonight it's supposed to be cold, around 15 degrees with a little bit of wind, and it looks like the temperatures are going to be going down over the next few days. And I'm reading here that there's a 30% chance of snow on the weekend, but I'm going to just wish that away for all of us because I am ready for spring. I don't know about you, but I'm also ready for more music, but we've got the news coming up, and then I will be back with more music here on KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more. and you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
See, that sounds fun. That sounds really warm, too. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsbury Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And support for news on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. I hear they even have a cat. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A preliminary government assessment is out about the fatal shooting of Minneapolis protester Alex Pretty last weekend in Minneapolis. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports it contradicts the Trump administration's initial narrative of the shooting.
The review describes how Alex Pretty resisted arrest before
accidents from the latest storm. One Texas community is mourning the deaths of three siblings who perished in an icy pond. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 19 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. Well, there you have it. Rossini's dramatic Armida Overture. I guess it's a dramatic morning here at KPR. Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Not about a boat, no, but about music, actually. Naples opera that Rossini wrote in 1817. Very interesting. Speaking of the boat theme, though, I couldn't resist, and I found something coming right up that's quite short but cute. Oh, swiftly glides the bonny boat. Geez, these are all tongue twisters today. Oh, and then a Rachmaninoff piano concerto. I wonder which one. There are some good ones. Right now, though, let's listen to this cute little treat from Beethoven on KPR. How many boat rides Beethoven took in his life? Here on KPR, that was his Oh, Swiftly Glides the Bonny Boat. Elaine Wood, soprano, Christian Altenberger, violin, Helmut Deutsch on piano, Julius Berger on cello, and Josef Prochka, tenor. Cute. I like that. Here on Kansas Public Radio, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia from the University of Kansas, and support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture, January 29th at 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org, and Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Tommy Johnson and friends for a night of music and cocktails. Show begins at 7:30 Friday. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com. It's Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3, coming right at you here on KPR with the London Symphony and Vladimir Ashkenazi. It's a good one. Enjoy. ¶¶ I need my own personal applause track. Ugh, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 here on KPR. Wow, the London Symphony Orchestra. That was Vladimir Ashkenazy. Whew, I don't even know what to say after that. And that's not a good place for a radio host to be in, is speechless. That was super. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this hour. So I think I'll thank some sponsors. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redmond Quartet on Saturday, February 7th, featuring music that has spanned a 30-year jazz career. Tickets at follytheater.org. It's sunny out. It's 30 degrees. Tomorrow on my show, we're going to Venice and Paris and enjoying some carnivals. Jeff has some fun music for you. Holst's St. Paul Suite. Some good stuff coming up this afternoon. So don't go anywhere. This is KPR.
For jazz singer and musician Michael Mayo, jazz is about curiosity, self-expression, and freedom.
A lot of the things that we value in this music are things that, like, I think that we kind of should value as humans, yeah, as, like, civilizations.
Hear the conversation with first-time Grammy nominee Michael Mayo on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR, beginning at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at Nuvant House of Lawrence. And the Lawrence Community Orchestra presenting Shall We Dance, featuring dances written for the string orchestra, Saturday, February 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center Pavilion. Tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. It is almost 12:01. NPR News is up next. You've been listening to Kansas Public Radio.